I think it's 1 Peter 3:10, I think, before we go to where I want to go in the Old Testament. Let's just slip on over there to 1 Peter 3:10, and let's see what that says. And I know that 1 Peter 3:10, for the Scripture says, if you want a happy life and good days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. Isn't that? How many of you in here would like to have a good long life and see good days? I think we all do, huh? Well, see, there's a requirement. Somebody says, but God didn't mean that. Well, let me tell you, if he didn't mean it, he shouldn't have put it in the book. Because if it's in that book, you can take it to the bank. Is that right, brother? If Jesus said it in this book, this is an owner's manual for life. And if he says, for the Scripture says, if you want a happy life. Now, how many of us want a happy life? I want a happy life. And then he says, and good days. Do you want to have good days as you go, or you want them to be miserable? Have we had some of those bad days? Oh, we've had some of those, haven't we? So we don't, you and me have had enough of those bad days. See, we don't want no more of them, do we? No, we want good days. We don't want bad days, we want good days. So he says there, if you want a happy life and good days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from telling lies. See, the average person does not realize that if you tell just a little white lie, you know, or you're talking evil about someone. You know, I mean, you come down here from, where did you say you come from, young lady? Huh? From Pennsylvania. Here's two young ladies from Pennsylvania. Let's just say that one of your friends back at home in Pennsylvania did something to you that you don't like. So on the way down here, you're talking with your friend about how you just don't like her anymore. You're just cutting her down. I mean, we never would do that, though, would we? Yeah, unfortunately, we do. I mean, we've all been guilty of those kind of things, haven't we? But we don't realize that if we continue to do that long enough, eventually it will make us sick. It will bring some kind of sickness or some kind of pain into your life. And so the Lord's trying to tell us here, if we want to have good days, you know, you must obey what I say in the Word. In other words, when I got a hold of this book as an owner's manual, the Creator made a book about His created beings. It kind of reminds me of when I buy a car, if it's like my little 2002 Ford Ranger pickup, I've got a little owner's manual in the glove box that says 2002 Ford Ranger. Now, why didn't they put one in there that says 1998 Chevrolet? Because it wouldn't have fit nothing, would it? It wouldn't have nothing. If I wanted to know where a fuse was and it had a 1998 Chevrolet owner's manual in there, would the chances are the fuses be in the same places? No way, is it? No. And if you did, they wouldn't be the same. They would be different. So if you want to know what makes a 2002 Ford Ranger pickup work, you need an owner's manual or a shop manual for a 2002 Ford Ranger, right? Well, are we the created beings? Is he the creator? Do you think he understands what makes us work? Yes. And so he wrote this book. It's an owner's manual. And when you use it as an owner's manual and you do what he says, you will be amazed at how wonderful your life can be, how blessed you can be. I mean, God is there to honor his word, and he will do exactly what he says, providing you do what you say. Now then, some of you have heard the testimony about my little granddaughter, Caitlin, that when she was back in 2001, a lady was telling me about it a while ago. She's heard it. Well, in 2001, my little granddaughter, when she was 3, was technically killed in a car wreck. You know, I say technically killed, her and another little girl. Of course, I might say some of you may or may not know about it, but I had been married to the same woman for 41 and a half years, and I had a 24-year-old daughter, and my wife and my daughter were going to Brownwood, Texas that day when my wife had a heart attack and died at the wheel, and she was not quite 60 years old. She veered into the left lane and hit an oncoming truck at 70 miles an hour, and the truck was driving 70 miles an hour, and so, of course, my wife was already dead at the wheel. I found that out later, but my 24-year-old daughter was killed. She was killed in that, and so it was, I did not have the faith to raise the girls from the dead. I mean, I think I have great faith, but I have a limitation on my faith. And so far, I'm not where I want to be. But my goal is to be just like Jesus. Now, Jesus had no limitations on his faith. And by when he prayed for you, he got you healed. Well, so far, I'm not running 100% like Jesus was. In fact, Jesus didn't run 100% either. We'll talk about that later, where he had a few failures too. But it wasn't his fault that the failures were there. It was the other people's fault. But anyway, as my granddaughter was so terribly tore up in that wreck, when I got to the hospital and walked in, looked at this little tiny three-year-old thing laying there, that her head was twice its size and her little face was tore all to pieces and blood was running out everywhere there was a hole in her head. Blood was running out her ears, her eyes, her nose, her mouth. You know, she was in very, very bad shape. And when I asked the doctors, I said, what is the diagnosis? And three doctors told me that her brainstem was severed, her eyes were jerked out of her brain, her skull was crushed in five places, her face tore all to pieces, every organ in her body was damaged somehow, some much worse than others, but every organ was damaged, and that her right knee was crushed and her left leg broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. And they said, we're sorry, but she's lethal. And I said, well, what does that mean? He said, it means that she's going to die. That's, we got her on a machine, and so she can't live. Now then, the average Christian, if this had happened to me 10 or 20 years earlier, I would have just received that saying, and I would have lost my daughter and my granddaughter too. But it didn't happen earlier. It happened later. And then I take this owner's manual and we go to John 15:7, and I want to show you. I told the doctor and the nurses, I said, well, if she's going to die, I said, according to you, then I said, Jesus shouldn't have put John 15:7 in his word. But it's in your Bible. So I want you to look at John 15:7. Look what it says here in the King James. You notice the very first word there is what? If. Now that's a big word, isn't it? If. Now that's what's wrong with us. That's what had been wrong with me. That's what had been wrong with the whole church. Because the church, I mean the world, forget the world. The world don't know nothing about God's word. They got some ideas of what they think God's like, and there ain't none of them right. But the church, we ought to know who our God is. But we don't know who he is either. I know. I had been one of those that had been raised up in church all of my life. But I don't know how we taught such a limited amount of the Word of God. But God gave you and me the whole book. And when we die one day and go to heaven and he tells us what was available, you're going to say, well, Lord, why didn't I know this? He said, because you didn't read my book. In fact, I didn't tell you to read my book. In 2 Timothy 2:15, what did God tell you to do to his word? That's exactly right. Study. Not read it. Study it. Now then, if I ask the question, if all of you, how many in here really, really, really know that you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You really, really, really know Jesus. Well, if you really know him, then if you've been an obedient son or daughter, let me ask you this question. How many of you have been born again, know Jesus more than 10 years? Okay, that's almost everybody. Okay, now that I know y'all, nearly all of you are Christians, and nearly all of you have been born again for 10 years, and you're supposed to have been studying this book for 10 years, and some of you are supposed to have been studying it for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I'm going to say that I'm going to send Pat out there to lock the front door, and I'm going to send Cheryl over here to lock this door. That's the only two ways out. And I'm going to give y'all a notepad and a piece of paper, and I'm going to expect you, since you've all been Christians at least 10 years, I'm only going to expect you to write down book, chapter, and verse of your favorite 100 verses, and when you write those down with no mistakes, then you get to go home tonight. Yeah, I'm probably going to spend a night with a lot of people. Y'all see, are you getting the gist of what I'm saying here? Since we don't know the Word, we can't stand on something we don't know. That's why God told us to study, so we would learn these things. Well, look what He says. If, now that's the biggest word in the Bible. If you abide in Me, and My words abide in you. Now see, after being Christians 10 years, should we meet that criteria? We should. We really should. But we don't. We don't study, do we, Bill? No, we don't spend enough time. You know, that's just like Rosemary and I. She's a lovely lady that works with us here in the ministry. And Rosemary said, 5 years ago when I met you, Thurman, if you'd have asked me for my favorite verse, I could have probably quoted John 3:16. Maybe, she said. I might not have even got that right, but she said that would have been the only verse I could have quoted. But she said, when I came here and saw the importance of learning Scripture, she said, I started listening to you quote Scriptures. I started writing those down. I started memorizing those. She said, now I have many, many Scriptures hidden in my heart. Well, she's a great woman of faith now, too. She sees God do wonderful things when she prays for people. But yet before, when she had John 3:16 in her heart, she didn't see God do anything. Now, that meets where I was just a few years ago. I didn't know, but He says, if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. You know, that's a pretty big statement. You can ask what you will? I mean, if you knew that verse, and if His words were abiding in you, and you were dwelling in Him, if you met that criteria, I don't care what's wrong with you today, you could ask the King on behalf of that promise, and He would do it for you.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Declare Your Faith and Redemption from the Curse, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.